Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory and all the honor which is due your name. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Holy Ghost, let a fresh anointing fall on this line on this morning. Father God, we will be careful to give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, could you please turn it to Colossians, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. That's Colossians, 3rd chapter, 16th verse. And it said, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the thought is today, the right thoughts. Just two words, the right thoughts. You want to fill your mind, you want to fill your heart with the right thoughts. Nothing that's negative. Always positive interaction and positive thoughts. It's a fact that when the Word of God comes to feel at home in you, dwelling inside your heart, it also enriches you with wisdom, with gifts, and the power you need for that day. Not only that day, but for the power you need to go on. I have learned many times that if you fill your mind with the right thoughts, there won't be any room for the wrong thoughts. When you go around constantly thinking, I am strong, I am healed, I am victorious, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm healthy, I'm blessed, I have the favor of God. Then when the negative thoughts come knocking, there will be a no vacancy sign. They won't be able to get in. That's why it is very important to surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people with the like-minded faith like you have. So, how do you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly? There are three ways to let his word dwell in you richly. Number one, you must understand the context, because people of God, context is key. Proverbs 4 and 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. So how do we gain understanding? We gain understanding by one has to have both knowledge and wisdom first, and then put them into action. A person has to know. They have to make a choice, and then they have to practice that choice that, my God, he or she has made. Because without practicing and without taking it into action, one's knowledge and one's choice cannot truly understand or realize them. My God, to thee. So in order to gain understanding, you have to have the knowledge and the wisdom first, and then you have to put it into action. Number two, explore the text. Don't just read it. Explore what you are reading. Ask God to give you the revelation of the scripture. Ask God to also enhance your learning. Open up that brain. Allow the word to soak in your spirit. Allow the word to soak in your heart. Allow the word to soak into your mindset. Once you have a good grasp on the background and the context of the word. It will help you to carefully examine, dissect, and to understand each verse. But you got to explore it. That's why I say, don't just stop at the King James Version of the Bible. Get the Amplified. Get the NIV. Explore. Because that one scripture, it can mean so much more. And then have that you ever read the Bible and you read the scripture and you look and say, I have read that scripture many times, but I did not look at it like this. That's when your revelation opens up. That's when your mind is opening up and you are allowing the word to come in. And also, people of God, the word will find you out. And the word will also clean you out. And this goes to my third point. You have to obey what the word say. You just cannot take what you want out the word to make you feel good. Oh, no. You have to obey the word of God. Not just what you want to obey, but the entire 66 books. You have to obey the word of God. So you have to gain understanding. You have to explore what you're reading. And you have to obey the word, which is the text. People of God, we need to take inventory of what is occupying the rooms in our lives. If you give fear a room, faith is outside. There's not room for both. If you give I can't a room, I can is left outside. My God, today. If you give lack and you're barely getting by, you are working from paycheck to paycheck, and you saying, I will never make it, a room, then increase, promotion, abundance, they are all left outside. People of God, quit renting out space in your mind to your problems and to self-pity. Tell those negative thoughts. You have occupied my rooms long enough. You got to go, point blank. I've got a new resident that is coming in. And my new residence, is faith, joy, peace, healing, and victory. So I don't have time for negative thoughts. And I don't have time to allow someone to rent my space when they are not helping me. Come on here, somebody. You have to remove all of that out of your mind. Don't give all of that any access to you anymore. Fill your rooms, the rooms in your life, in your body, in your spirit. Fill them up with what the word of God say. That's why we have to read the word of God. That's why the word of God builds us up inside. And yes, it finds us out inside. Yes, it does. So let what God says about you have a permanent home. Don't let what others think of you. Don't worry about what people say. Because the more they talk, the more God is vindicating. The more they are talking about you, the more God is blessing you. The more they talk about you, guess what? That is free advertising. Because God will raise you up in the midst of your enemies. Oh, I'm a living witness that he'll do it. So once again, people of God, let what God says about you have permanent residence within you. Let us pray. Father, thank you that I can let, or we can let the message of Jesus dwell richly in the rooms of our lives. Thank you for all the wisdom, the psalms, the hymns, and songs of the Spirit that are filling our minds, but mostly the Word of God. Father God, we declare to every fear and doubt that there is no vacancy in our residence. And we say all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray for our children, for they will be going back to school on Monday. Let us be careful. And people of God, anoint your kids. Say a prayer over your kids when they go out each morning. Father God, Lord God, we give you our children. Father God, we pray that our children will have a thirst for knowledge, wisdom, and a thirst for understanding. Father God, we pray that, Lord God, you will anoint them, God. Father God, put a hedge of protection around them, oh God. Protect them for this school year, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, may their hearts be ready to learn this year at home, at school, and even in their church, oh God. Father God, open up their ears. May they crave for knowledge and seek you out. Oh Lord, hallelujah. God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for God. You have called and you have equipped the teachers and the bus drivers. And Father God, everyone that will come in contact with our children in this community. Father God, we are praying for them today as well. Father God, we ask that, Lord God, you will watch over them. You will provide for them. You will guide them. But most of all, God, you will sustain them. May you be their sun and may you be their shield so that they may do the work that you have entrusted them to do. And Father God, I pray that, Lord God, they will sense your care in these uncertain times. Lord God, we thank you for the teachers. We thank you for everyone that will be coming in contact with our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we are calling forth for a successful year in every life, in every child's life in this school year, that they will have a successful year. Also, we will be in revival August 18th through the 21st at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street. It's called God's Grace is Sufficient. Millicent Rubin, Prophetess Barbara Herman, Pastor Jeannie Williams, Elder T. Michael Sands. It is August the 18th through the 21st. It's called God's Grace is Sufficient. Starts 6 p.m. nightly. Come expecting a high time in the Lord. God moved in the last revival, and he promised he's going to move in this one. So join us. Mark your calendars. Until I see you again, be blessed and have a blessed week.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, 318